Tom Homan claims 10,000 new ICE agents will be deployed by January 2026. Texas border business. Texas border business. A Fox News interview aired on The Ingram Angle on November 25, 2025, featured former acting ICE director and designated border czar Tom Homan, who delivered a series of forceful claims about border security, illegal immigration, and the future size of the immigration enforcement workforce. Host Laura Ingram introduced him during a discussion of Democratic criticism of an ICE oversight tracker and broader debates over how the public understands immigration enforcement. When asked whether Democrats were correct in saying the ICE misconduct tracker was not a real-time monitoring tool, Homan responded with a lengthy, emphatic statement criticizing immigration policy under Democratic leadership. He said, "No. So the bottom line is if you support illegal immigration, then you support the criminal cartels of Mexico. 'Cause no one crosses the border illegally without paying a plaza fee to the criminal cartels. And I'm gonna remind everybody, and I'm gonna keep reminding these Democrats, where were you the last 4 years? Well, we had over 10 million people come to our border. We had a quarter of a million Americans who died from fentanyl coming across the open border. We had a record number of people from terrorist-sponsored countries coming across the border, sex trafficking, and women and children were at a historic high. You let 500,000 children be smuggled into the United States. You lost track of 300,000. You weren't even looking for. It's the Trump administration and President Trump's leadership, where we've already found over 30,000 of them. We're not gonna let him forget. You are complicit in the biggest national security failure and the biggest humanitarian failure in the history of this nation. So you can scream and yell and do all these apps you want, but we're not gonna let you forget. You are complicit. You support illegal immigration, then you support criminal cartels in Mexico. And when they smuggle people, they smuggle guns, they smuggle dope. So that's who you're supporting. Illegal migration is not a victimless crime. And if they don't know that, they're just simply ignorant." Later in the interview, Ingram raised a New York Times story about identity theft involving an undocumented immigrant and argued that illegal immigration affects Americans in different ways, including financial harm. She contrasted that with a video clip from Representative Maxine Waters, who said she was committed to, "This is an important press conference that is being held, to let you know what we're all doing. Resisting this low-down, dirty, no-good, filthy president of the United States of America." The discussion shifted to messaging and public opinion. Ingram said some people now believe people are just being rounded up, pointing to media coverage she viewed as misleading. Homan replied, "The vast majority of media don't want to tell the truth," and then cited arrest data as he interpreted it. He said that, between 60 and 70% of everybody ICE arrests is a criminal public safety threat, adding that ICE had carried out just under 650,000 total deportations since President Trump's been in the White House. Homan stated these numbers during the broadcast. No supplemental documentation was provided on air. Ingram also noted that some supporters on the right believe deportation efforts still fall short, given the size of the undocumented population. Homan responded by highlighting deterrence, saying, "There are over 1.6 million of them, who he claimed left the country due to fear of enforcement, which he described as self-deports." He asserted that, combined with formal removals, well over 2.2 million left the country already. The most significant new statement came when Homan described the future size of ICE's enforcement workforce. Addressing critics who said removals are not happening quickly enough, he said, "Come put a badge and gun on and give us a hand. ICE is hiring record numbers." He then added, "We're hiring 10,000 more who will be on duty by mid-January. That's tripling the size of enforcement, removal operations. This figure, 10,000 new hires expected to be active by January 2026, was presented solely as Homan's claim during the interview. Understanding the significance of such claims requires background on ICE. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is responsible for enforcing federal immigration laws inside the United States, conducting arrests, detaining certain individuals, and removing people with outstanding deportation orders. Homan argued that many reports on ICE enforcement practices are inaccurate and misrepresent the agency's practices. He said, for instance, ICE has never been in elementary school. ICE don't attack churches, but ICE don't go into hospitals. But I read those stories every day. The vast majority of media just don't want to tell the truth. They want to vilify Trump, and it's hatred for Trump more than is the truth. He added that, in his view, these Democrats, governors, and mayors who constantly want to attack President Trump, hate Trump more than they care about the safety and security of their communities because the data proves we're removing the worst of the worst out of this country every single day across this nation. The interview ultimately provided insight into how Homan positions his approach to immigration enforcement and what he claims will be significant changes to ICE's operational scale. However, the specific figures he cited, including the number of deportations, estimates of self-deportation, and the claim that 10,000 new ICE officers will be active by January 2026, remain claims made by Homan during the broadcast and have not been independently verified through other official channels.